Begin the Quran Dab, Mesech the Shabbos, Dab Peches, begin the Amidav, begin the Tez de Masl, it begins the words of the Gemara, Kaf Alein Harkagigas, that Hashem turned over the mountain of Sinai over them like a barrel of beer. Which first comes to explain, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to do this thing? As Taisa says, V'afa Pishek V'ahigdim Nasl Nishma, I mean, the Jewish people already said, we will do it even before the segment of here. So they totally accepted it. Why would Hashem have to force it over them like a mountain, that mountain over them like a barrel? That's just Taisus. Yeah, although they initially accepted it. But Shemayu Chayzer, maybe they're going to retract. Yishukish, Yira, Heshagido, when they're going to receive the great fire, as the Gemara tells us, Nishmasim, that their souls departed from them because of the great fear that they had. Maybe they would retract. Therefore, Hashem says, no, you're going to be forced to do this. Kavalim Hakagiz. And then Taisus says, Vahadam, and Parakam, and Mesach, the Zar. This says in the first Parakam, the Zar, the Bezma Base, where the nations of the world say that Kaddish Boch in the future, oh, you're rewarding the Jewish people and not us. What, klum kafis alein harka gigas? Did you turn over the mountain over us like a barrel? The mashmo, which that sounds like that they were coming to say, dim hayu kaif alein, that had Hashem turned the mountain over them, lahayu len shuba, that they would have nothing to respond. Bahacha, amad meidar rabbalei raisa, yet here our Gemara tells us that even the HaKadosh Baruch Hu forced the Jewish people, that they had an excuse, and they had a response to say that they were forced. So what are the nations of the world going to say in the future? Says Taisus, Haina Mashallah Kiblua. That's only regards, that's the response regarding that there's a complaint filed against them that they didn't accept the Torah. That they're saying, what, you didn't force us, or if you did, we would have accepted it. Of a Mashallah Kamuha, but this that they didn't fulfill it after the acceptance, yeah, it could true, but that is a response to say that they were forced to, but there's a difference between the acceptance and the actualization of that. Our Sugya's told me the actualization, that Gemara's told me regarding the acceptance. Then it says the Master begins the words of the Gemara, Maidah Rabbalei Raisa. It's a great notification regarding the acceptance of the Torah. Shteis can explain that, yes, that's, as our Gemara says, only until the days of Achashverosh that there was such an excuse. But that was what bothers Taisus. He says, V'adam ben adam and this, the Gemara says, Adam nav chafei menav, that Shekaras Moshe Bris im Yisrael, Moshe Benu cut a covenant with the Jewish people, ala Torah v'amitzis, regarding the fulfillment of the Torah, the mitzis, v'heshbi makach, and they even swore an oath on this, that was, as the Gemara says, that the Jewish people accepted the whole Torah later on, in the end of the 40 years in Hagriz Mahar Evil. So then already they accepted it then. So there was no more excuse anymore. They weren't being forced then. So then why are we saying only till the days of Achashverosh was it accepted? Then Rabbi Thomas says, no, that acceptance and that oath that Moshe Rabbeinu made with them, that was also on Hashem's command. That's also like they're forced, and therefore they still have an excuse. They're on their own. Their own willingness, they initiated this from the love of the miracle. That's when the excuse stopped being. Now, one more question to address is the Masha Karsamon Bris Yeshua Lavadis Hashem, but we have later on in history, meaning before Achashverosh, that in the days of Yeshua, that he cut a covenant with them to serve Hashem. And that says Taisa Hasam Lakibla Elisha Lilabra by Desert. That was only acceptance not to worship idolatry. Heaven forsake for us to forsake Hashem. And Chemash Makulanyan says Taisa, so too, that whole topic over there sounds like it's going regards specifically to idolatry, but regarding the whole Torah, the rest of the Torah, that there was still a Maidar Rabbalay Raisam until the days of Achashverosh. The next is the Mouth that begins the words of the Gemara. Omer Rabba says, Chodu Kiblu B'Mechashverosh. Subsequently, they accepted in the days of Achashverosh. Taisa is bothered that there seems to be a contradiction with our Gemara and the Gemara elsewhere. Our Gemara is saying that the interpretation of Kimu B'Kibla Yehudim is Kimu Mashikiblu Kvar. And that refers to the reacceptance of the Torah out of love in the days of Achashverosh. Says Taisa, Tamil reads, it's a wonder to the read. Because the Megillah, the Gemara Megillah of Zion Manav Gabi Esther, regarding the Megillah of Esther, that the Gemara tells the Baruch HaKodesh Nemer that it was said with divine inspiration. So I remember Yudim Shmuel, after all the different Tanoim said their opinions, so he says, Yehihaboy Hasim, had I been there, Havamin Luhu, I would have told them, Didi Adifa Midhu. My interpretation is better than all of yours. Mine has no refutation. Because the Pasuk says in the Megillah of Esther, Kimu Vikibla Yehudim, the Jewish people sustained and accepted. Now, what does that mean? Means kimulamala mashkibulamata, means that they fulfilled above what was accepted on the bottom. Now, how did they know what was doing in Shemayim? Ah, obviously we said Baruch HaKodesh. And that interpretation, Amar Rava, Rava says, Kul islu pirchel abar mishmol. You're right, all the other interpretations have a refutation that's not necessarily indicative. Besides that of Shmuel, the less lupercha that doesn't have any refutation. It's true that that's what the pasukim and bekiblo hayyudim is coming to tell you, that they knew what was going on in heaven, which obviously means it was written with divine inspiration. On that aspect, is the hashda. Now the Shmuel nami is lepercha. It's not true. Shmuel's interpretation also had the refutation. Because the Rav Gufi Muki Hai Krola Dosh Akriti, in our Sugya, Rav himself, which is the Dirim Masal of our Taisis, he explains this pasuk for a different exposition, to say that they subsequently accepted it in the days of Achashverosh. Kimim v'kibla Yehudim, it's not Kimim l'malu masha kibla l'mato, it's Kimim v'kiblu masha kibla kvar, they're Makayim now. So how could Rav himself say that there's no pircha when he himself interprets it in a different way here in our Sugya? Taisa continues and he says that, and don't say that this, that Rava is expounding the pasuk a different way, for a different drasha here in Asugi, that's not a refutation, because of a perikam and the chagigah, and the gemara chagigah of Yom and Alf. Can be het in the darm perikam ba'avu, when the gemara there says that the permissibility of undoing a vow is something that floats in the ear, which means to say it's not clearly written down in the Torah itself. It's not really so much alluded to in the Torah. Kamar, the gemara tells us, kuli es lupircha. All the interpretations have a refutation. And the chashav pircha, and you know what, as a refutation is hadatzar kala drasha chriti. This that the Gemara tells that you need the pasuk for a different interpretation tells us that it's a refutation. So back to the question, the fact that Rabbi says a different interpretation of the pasuk is a refutation of Shmuel. How could he say that there's no refutation? And that's the taste of it. You see in Hasam Rabba, if the gears of the Gemara is Rabba, not Rabba, as a Shabbos, that's going to make sense. Rabbi says that according to Shmuel, there's no pircha, but Rav in our sugya learns it's something else, and therefore it would be a pircha. Or you know, I mean, another approach. Hachikam Megillah. This is what the Gemara Megillah was saying. Kule is lo pircha. All the interpretations have a refutation, meaning Shashar Tanoim Mukshim Bisvarasam Kedam Hasam. All the other Tanoim, there is a refutation of logic, as the Gemara there explains. It's not definitive. Of a Shmuel in the Mukshim Kol Kav. Shmuel's interpretation, yes, not really refuted so much. It's just that it's necessary for a different drasha, which is the same person, Rava. It's just that it's not really refutation. Okay, you need it for a different drasha. But there, the other Tanaim are refuting in their logic, which is inherent, not extrinsic. Continuing the next text of Masik, that begins the words of the Gemara, Shnei Kisar, two crowns. So I'm just going to explain what these crowns were, that the 600,000 angels came and gave each Jewish person two crowns when they said Nase and one for Nishma. So Tais explains, Shal Hayit Hayu. They were from Hashem's splendor. And therefore he explains, when Moshe Rabbeinu took them, when the Jewish people lost them, Karan Arpanav, that's when he got the shine on the skin of his face, because of the hide, the splendor of the crowns. Next says in Masada, begins the words of the Gemara, Yordu Kuf Chof Ribui. That Tais comes to explain that when the Jewish people lost their crowns, there was 120,000 myriads of, 120 myriads of angels. And why was that necessary? So how do we know this? So he explains, Midachsiva is not sluf, and the fact that it says when they lost their crowns, it says in the plural, so Darish Trey Zimni. So it's coming to say the loss is double, which is like when they got it from one amount, which was 60 myriad. And then when they lost it, was 120 myriad, that's how we know it. And text actually being Vieshvam Shakazman Mehadid, there's some text that actually says it explicitly. By Natslu, it never doesn't say by Natslu, they lost it in the singular. By Yisnatslu, which in the plural, which comes to tell us that there was double the amount of angels. Now, but on this, Taisus wonders, the Avagav, the Gedolim, the Tavim, the Zbranis, we know throughout Shas that the attribute of Hashem's kindness is greater than that of his punishment. And yet here we see that when he was punishing, was double the amount of angels. And that says Taisus, no, Hachanami Gedolim, no, the attribute of kindness when they got it was greater. Shemalach Toiv, Hoyukosh, Shneksarm. We see that the angel of good could do more than each one tied on two crowns. But the destructive angel didn't have so much power, he could only take away one, and therefore they had to have double. But again, that's actually indicative of a midah tayva meruba more than the midah of peronis. Next, the master begins words of Gemara, period, kaidim la'olav. Its fruits come before its leaves. Shteisim explained actually the tapuach is not as one would normally understand. The Gemara is saying that what's the pasuk of ketapuach batzayah? The Jewish people compared to a tapuach. Just like a tapuach, the fruits come before the leaves, so to the Jewish people, they said nasa, which is the produce, before they said nishma. However, we see shagodol kishari lanas. Look at an apple tree. It grows like all other trees. First come out the leaves and then the fruit. Not like the way the Gemara is saying. Mafash Rabbein Tam explains actually the tapuach hainu esrik. Tapuach doesn't mean like we generally translate as an apple. It means an esrik. As we find the pasuk, b'reich apecha ketapuachim, pasuk in Shir Hashim, says the aroma of your face is like that of a tapuach. What does that mean? That says metargamina. The Aramaic translation is kedricha desrego, like the aroma of an estrig. And it says Taisa, the estrig period cut in the olive. And the estrig, its fruits come before the leaves. How so? Taisa explains. Shadar b'ilan mishan l'shan. The one interpretation of what it's called priets hader. It's dar milan from shana to shana. It stays on the tree from year to year. Now, ba'achar shana, after the first year, neishin olav shal shtaken. After the year's over, the leaves from last year fall off. U'boin al nachar achem. And then the next year, new leaves come. Ah, but the fruits stay from year to year. So the period cut in la'isim olam. The fruits are before the leaves of the next year. So you see that period cut in la'olav, that's the esrig, and that's the Jewish people. By the way, the Achtem of Tosis, it wonders, because Shemei Bikro, the pasuk that the Gemara brings is Ketapuch Batayar, is like the esrig in the forest of the trees. The problem is, the Baha'i Krol, initially Yisrael Tapuch, we're trying to compare it to the Jewish people. The Jewish people not being compared to the Tapuch, Elah Kodesh Baruch Hu. Because I feel like that pasuk says, Kein Doidi Ben Abon, so does my beloved amongst the sons, which is coming to Luter HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The pasuk we brought before, which is actually referring to the Jewish people, Tais says that should have been brought more. Tais does not answer that question. Why does that we bring the pasuk and not the pasuk that Tais is mentioning?